This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Sponsored by the Sacramento Enclave and the Consortium Academies of Higher Learning.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I have begun monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before, and the week before that. As your directive remains unchanged, my written report and several related audio messages have been attached. The dates include 2 weeks of the shutdown sequence, beginning on August 28th and ending September 8th, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out.
Have tried Space Administration. I have talked to the Enclave Communications Office. I've been through the whole chain of... My messages aren't getting through. If they were getting through, I would have heard back by now if Roger had to tie a note to a rock and drop it down the gravity well. He's gotta be frantic by now. I don't know what they're telling him, but Alini, I wouldn't call you if I had another way. I just got back into my house a week and a half living out of my car in the parking lot where I work. Give me a chance here. Você sabe que se eu precisasse de um favor desses, eu iria... Pera aí, deixa eu terminar. Se eu não tivesse te salvado no colégio aquele dia, você nem estaria... Don't give me that. He worked there. You know he has clearance. I've recorded messages twice. They just haven't sent them. They're sitting somewhere in the... Cass, Paul, please! I'm sorry. Just a minute. Don't hang up. Alini, if you could just reach out and... I did that. I did it twice. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Tell me when to record. Well, as if you weren't already. Okay. Roger? Roger, gods, I hope this reaches you. I hope you're okay up there. I hope this shit stayed on Earth. Oh, baby, it's been a hell of a mess. I just got back into the house. There's glass everywhere. I have to keep the dogs in their kennel until I get it swept. At least it hasn't rained yet, I guess. I'll have to get plywood for now. A guy has been driving a truck around from the lumberyard. But I'm safe. We're all safe. Don't worry. It was São Paulo. They broke through the wall, occupied downtown for a week, armored trucks and security on every corner. They were moving people out, pure terrorist tactics. I loaded up the dogs and drove out to Campo Grande. I slept in a parking lot near my office. I brought Cass and Poe to work with me. Half the crew didn't show up anyway. It wasn't easy to get on site. There were armed detours. Well, anyway, it's done now. At least my family moved years ago. My mothers couldn't have taken it. I'm sorry. It's okay, baby. We all woke up one day, and I guess we have new corporate overlords again. Igualzinho a chefia antiga. but they didn't have to trash the house. Why was that necessary? Well, I guess it could have been anyone. The neighborhood was standing empty. I just... They ruined the garden. Smashed vegetables, tore down stakes, broke a branch of the papaya tree. Eles passaram por ali sem nenhuma porra de desculpa. As calçadas têm espaço mais que o suficiente, mas... Never mind. It can all be fixed. It can all be healed. At least, there's plenty to do to keep my mind off of it. Here and at work. They trashed infrastructure all over the city, and of course, now that they own it, it's all... I want this fixed by yesterday. Our municipal team is foaming at the mouth. This is what they get for submitting to the Enclave's roster. Now we are at their beck and call. I listened to your last message again. It's really good that you... It was good. I know you heard me, and I love you. But we have to do something about it right now. We can't lose the momentum. I think maybe I was wrong about what I said before. Maybe we do need to start from that day. I need you to talk to me about how you left. You've apologized so many times, but you've never actually told me what you were thinking. What you went through. How you feel about it right now. Maybe we need to start from there. I haven't seen the Santos kids next door. Maybe they're staying with relatives? You know how they are. If they were home, I would have heard them by now. I know I had a part in things. I'm not changing what I said. You were wrong. Just sit there in your wrongness. But I know I started the Rio fight that day. I was just so offended that you would even ask me. I went off it and it just escalated until our hearts looked like Rio right now. I know I was a part of that, and I'm sorry. I held on to my offense, and I don't blame you for not coming back to our bed. But come back to it now. Okay, baby? I'll work on the chocolate thing. Is there anything you need that I can actually do something about? Your puzzles, do any of your apps need refreshing? Just send word back soon, okay? Stay safe. Okay, stop recording from there. Don't give me that, Alini. I know you're still on the line.
Good morning, all my friends. Oh, my family. Elena, thanks for setting up this group message thing. It's so much easier to stay in touch with everyone. Send my love to Jupiter, Lily, Valera, Siva, a kiss for all the children, and a snuggle to the beasts in the menagerie. I know some of them will hear this, but give them love all the same. Oh, just 1 minute. Increase nutrients by 2% to the Amara mustard. No change on the microgreens. Sorry. Hard at work here doing a few taste tests. Oh, the agony of the life I lead. I can tell more this way than some of the instruments we use. My taste buds and their years of experience. The farm is doing well. We had some problems with the tomatoes for a bit, and I don't think we'll see any more strawberries, but the greens are still producing nicely. The herbs, of course, simply won't stop. I don't have the heart to pull them. Plus, it's all filtering our air and water. Can't give that up for a while yet. Oh, I found out the funniest thing. Just a moment. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. I was listening to Ella this morning. You remember I wasn't supposed to be awake by this point. It was dear Harold, my mentor, and basically my boss who made the cut. But then he was sent to stasis when he just couldn't stop coughing. I was in the midst of inventory and never knew until they said, Nessa, you're getting... kind of a promotion. Well, Wilder came over after cleaning out the personal quarters, and it turns out he'd been running his own little side project growing, cannabis sativa. And, despite all odds, in the most heavily air-conditioned environment, least suited to privacy, smoking it. Can you even believe? I may be here now just because someone got a rough lungful. Though, it's turned out for the good. I love this place. I love the feel of it. I love what I've cultivated. Everyone winds up here on their breaks. Even Ashwini has peeked out a time or two late at night, mumbling to herself and poking her nose into the cultured proteins. I've had more time to get to know Wilder. She's so sweet, and of course that accent absolutely kills me. We've been in charge of the experiments in the lab, lots of time to talk in between delicate shutdown procedures. We're both a bit taken with the tardigrades I was telling you about. She lets me take them out and they toddle around the farm like baby puppies. I have to keep them from drinking the nutrient fluids. I'll send you some pictures. Or maybe I'll try sketching them. And renewing my friendship with Roger has been a delight. He's been here, helping me out a bit of late. And they've assigned him care of the genetic archives. So I've helped him get up to speed on how to keep those viable. Roger is... His intensity can be a bit much, but it's not that they aren't real worries. I'm glad you're all in a safer spot than that Rio enclave. Overall, it's like our nights during training again. Swapping stories and playing a few hands of Sueca. He's no Alex when it comes to the cards, but it reminds me of good times back on Earth. Roger was also here when Michelle came in earlier. Stormed in, really. The first time he's deliberately spoken to me since I had to... Maybe it was because of that. Maybe he was hoping to find me alone, but he was so officious about secure protocols and data transmission, and he was quoting the wrong section of the consortium terms and conditions, and I corrected him without thinking, which was just adding insult to injury, and the injury was more than enough. I followed him out, tried to apologize, but he went back to security and locked himself in. "Official reporting," he said through the door. Oh, dears. I made such a mess of that situation. I don't know where to start in healing it. I thought we were... You know what, I wouldn't get involved without having the talk. And he nodded in all the right places, asked the right questions about what being Arrow really means. I thought he understood. And he even said he'd felt like that during his transition. But now it's all spilled out and I can see his feels. I just don't... I can't be what he wants, or thinks it was all along, I suppose. And some of that is on me. I was too clumsy and too focused on my own needs. And I thought I was far past that. I'm going to have to spend a lot of time in reflection before I feel centered again. I hope time lets me heal that wound. Secure protocols. For agricultural growth records. Huh. We're almost at 15 weeks now. Every day is packed with plans and to-do lists, but it should be plenty of time to wrap things up. Mind you, my stasis pod may be padded with herbs by the time you see me. The whole station may be stuffed with them if I don't get back to trimming. Take care. Be good to each other. Oh, and ask Jenny to pick me out some new listening material. I know the stuff we like isn't to everybody's taste. Until next time.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Alex Gods, it was good to hear your voice. Wait, did I? Damn it. Personal message, Alessandre, record. Doesn't that thing light up? I guess it was already. Just a joke to lighten your day, love of mine. I'm a professional. There were parts of your message I missed, supposed transmission errors from Earth, and it came with a department code I wasn't expecting. But I'm glad you got through. I was starting to... Not that your report made me feel a whole lot more certain. I need you safe there, love. I need to... Oh, I feel so worthless from here. Neighbors, maybe? Safety in numbers? Be safe, love. Be okay. I wish I had family to send you to. This is when it's not such a good thing to basically be Space Batman. Though I could give you the scoop on all the best foster homes. You know you're all I've got, so be extra careful. You and the dogs. Give them lots of pets tonight. Special treats. My last broadcast went on about the garden. I'm sorry, I wish I'd known. They can't squash our memories there. They can't walk all over what will grow again. And I can ask Nessa if there is anything you need. We can order it as essential supplies and have her friends on Earth divert a bit in your direction. She says hi, by the way. I'm supposed to tell you she's tried growing hibiscus up here several times with no luck. Your variety probably would have done better. Also, that my card playing is shit compared to yours. She's just the same as you'd remember. Well, mostly. She had that class with Michelle I talked about, and it was, frankly, amazing to see his ass handed to him. But I could tell she was sad afterwards. I got more pissed off at him for putting that look in her eyes than anything else. And then 20 minutes after that happened, I get an alert from him that there's a coded security report to send downstream. If I could decrypt just one file or get away with mysteriously losing it. You heard the poem I read you last broadcast? I like to think about your mom's reading that while you sat in your bed, starlight streaming in through the window. What I wouldn't give to be in our bed. It started way before that day, and none of it was your fault. Maybe you fed into the fight, but I started it. And when I look back now, it's terrible how many warnings I missed. I knew I was on the edge already. It was, I don't know. Base training was great, and I was excited to be headed to the moon. And sure, I had to spend a lot of time on site, but you were so good about everything. You're always so goddamn good. I never had to face any of the hard parts. We never even talked about my going back to work for the consortium, and I know that should have been a difficult talk. I probably still would have gone because the moon, but I never talked about how much you must hate it. I never talked about how it scared me. I mean, it's a civilian position, but you know the shit I went through working for security back in the day. You helped me get out of there in the first place. That's why I'm so suspicious of this kid up here. I know what you go through in that job. But none of it matters. The point is, I was all twisted inside by the time I came back to you. I was looking through what I thought was your eyes and was really my own self-censure. I thought you couldn't possibly accept the choice that I was making, couldn't stand beside me. I never once asked. I just made an ass out of you and me. Mostly me. I knew you were seeing a therapist, and I made that about me too. First, because I figured it must be so you could handle my choices, but then there were the extra sessions and his voice in your messages, and somewhere in my head it went from you were seeing someone to you were seeing someone. I was so lost, caught up in my own head, and the fight started, and it was like falling down a hill, spinning and rolling with no idea which way was up. I woke the next morning on the cot in the garage, and my bag was already packed, tight with all my fear and the fear I'd lost you on top of everything. I couldn't walk back inside and face you. I figured I'd find out soon enough if I had. And if so, I'd have the moon to distract me. I'm sorry, love. I'm sorry you're still. It took until now to explain things. I feel like I should be asking for one more chance, but you've already given it to me. You didn't wait for me to ask. You just... I just have to step up and do my part. I hope this is what you need from me. I pray for it, and you know about how often I pray. If I could somehow make it happen, I'd be on the next rocket down. I'd be in our home tomorrow, even though I'm scared to death of what's happening to the world. It's still the world you live in, so that's where I need to be. Send message.
Thanks for joining us again. Today's episode featured Gabrielle Tanico as Alex, Elisa Park as Nessa, and Lehman Kessler as Roger. The episode was written and edited by me, DJ Silvis. Portuguese translations were provided by Marianne Matos. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories, horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls, a man's face. Set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media, in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4. A new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.